Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a dude, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the About Last Night show. I am Brad Williams. Over there is Adam Ray.
Hey, habadoo.
Habadoo indeed. No guest today. Basically, Adam and I haven't had a chance to sit down and have a little special time.
Yeah.
And now that gay marriage is pretty much legal in California.
Whoa.
All I'm saying, Adam, is that we've had to hide it for a long time.
Hide what, man?
We've just had moments where, I mean, let's be honest, people talk. People are saying things.
What are they saying?
They
Well, since the Cabo trip.
Yeah, since the Cabo trip, since the couple's massage on the beach. All I'm saying is, what are you doing this weekend, man? Like, because I've been looking at churches.
Going to North Dakota to buy a sandwich? Something so specific that I have to do not here.
All I'm saying is, I mean, I don't know if you want, like June's a very popular month for this kind of thing. Let's make it happen, man.
Wow, you know what? I'm definitely not against gay marriage at all. Do you know what's funny? Before I even knew about like having a real opinion about stuff like that, I think it was the first joke I wrote when I first the first open mic I did, which was, you know, like, I don't know, 10 years ago, mm-hmm. before I started even, and then I didn't do stand up again for like 6 years. But one of the first jokes I wrote was, "How are you against gay marriage?" It was like, I heard somebody say that they were against it because it affects them. Like, right. It affects me. If two guys get married and they're living together and they're loving each other, that affects me on a deep level. And I was like, that affects you? I was like, how does that affect you? Hey, Bill, you get those reports done? No, sorry, I didn't, Mark. I was up all night thinking about Todd and Gary fucking each other in the ass. I'm going to have to get them to you by Friday, man.
So, yeah, I couldn't get my work done.
Yeah, but obviously in full support of every angle of it, but that being said, Brad, I love breasts. And yours are not up to the standards.
What? Mine aren't supple enough for you, Adam Ray?
Oh, they're supple.
They're supple.
They're just...
I have very supple teats.
They're too small.
They're too small? You like a good handful?
Supple teats.
You like... Oh, by the way...
Yeah, they're playing at the Troubadour.
They're playing at Troubadour.
We both went there.
Jesus. Here's my thing with
it's
the
big
whole,
news, though. It's awesome.
News.
And I hate that it is huge news because it should...
It shouldn't be.
Well, no,
it
should
be people getting married.
Yeah, but it should be at this stage in life, 2013, man. I mean, Jesus Christ, like,
yeah,
it took you long enough.
Yeah, and here's the thing: is if you're listening to this podcast and you're against gay marriage, don't know why, but no, you know, do your thing. But
everyone's got an opinion, first of all. You can't hate on that, but it's just
see. Here's my thing: is I went to the beach not too long ago with my girl, and she invited her gay friends. And they showed up, and never have
I. Do gay men love the beach?
They love the beach.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
And never have I been more supportive of gay people than when her gay friend showed up, because there was a group of other single guys, like about like 10 feet from us on the beach.
Sure.
And they had towels, and one guy brought a football. That was it. These gays came up.
Oh God!
Our beach outing was catered, motherfucker.
Whoa.
Like they had, they had rum soaked watermelons,
fuck?
Had like pulled pork sandwiches, with like little slices of hot, like jalapeno. They had a little boombox, and like
they
brought a spread. And I was like, I need more gay friends. I need to invite gay people to my parties.
It was an event.
It was RuPaul was doing red carpet interviews to our beach outing.
What are you wearing, honey?
Hey, what you wearing, girl? Ooh, that's nice.
Well, I'm wearing a Speedo from Target.
Yeah.
It was half off, and it'll be half off later tonight.
So all I'm saying is that even if you don't like gay people, if the thought of two guys making out in front of you, which, by the way, I don't like seeing straight people make out in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
That part is I'm
– Well put.
I don't like it either way.
But hey, man, if you don't like it, go to Halloween in West Hollywood and see a guy dressed as Batman making out with a guy dressed as a hot dog while a guy dressed as Barack Obama videotapes it with his iPhone.
Oh, my God. That's a time.
yeah, if, I mean, if you don't like it, what are you gonna say?
All I'm saying, if you don't like gay people, whatever, but get some gay friends just so you can have good parties. You know what I mean? Like,
you're exactly right.
Because what's your typical guy party? You know, okay, we all come over to watch football, and someone orders a pizza, and that's the party. Fuck that. No, you want some gays, and they've got, like, bedazzled Peyton Manning jerseys on.
Wow.
And a disco ball, so your walls are, like, glimmering.
Disco ball?
They've decorated their own balls. They literally bedazzled their own balls.
Yeah, of course.
So they have disco balls.
Yeah.
And it's awesome, and they bring, like, pigs in a blanket and, like, wings and all these different marinades. You're like, fuck yes.
Yeah.
I mean, let's get, like...
So wait, so are you saying you're going to invite a handful of gay gentlemen to your Super Bowl party?
Gaggles of gays.
Wow.
Gaggles of gays. And I'm pretty sure they're called gaggles.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure...
Pretty sure they're also playing with supple teats.
Gaggles of gays. I think they call them gaggles.
It's a children's band.
I think they call them gaggles, so that's the sound you make when you swallow. You know what I mean? Just
good night, everybody. This has been the About Last Night podcast with Brad and Adam.
All I'm saying is there will be tons of gays at my next football outing.
Well, I can't wait to be there.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. We're going to have great food, and they will critique the fuck out of the halftime show.
Well, I guess this means...
Did you think beyond that? Oh, hell no. You do not wear those heels with that skirt. I am sorry, and too much pyrotechnics, and you know she had way too much hairspray in her hair. I do not want Beyonce's hair getting on fire.
Well, I know, and I totally hear you, but she did kill it. She crushed it. She's one of the greatest musicians on the planet. She cannot do anything wrong. Alicia Keys can play the piano, but Beyonce can dance, and that's a much tougher thing to be able to do in front of millions of people on live television. So that's all I'm saying. Anyway, did he make a three-pointer yet?
did Tom Brady hit a home run?
And by hit a home run, did I mean take his, you know...
I mean, just look at
his girdle out. And by girdle, I mean balls. So when can we anticipate Ellen DeGeneres' wedding?
Oh, that's going to be... That's going to be soon.
I mean, that's the event of the century.
To Portia de Rossi, right?
That's going
to
be like when the Toons played the Monstars in Space Jam. I mean, the magnitude of this event. You're playing for...
They're going to sell out the Hollywood Bowl for the Ellen Portia de Rossi.
Which, by the way, you just gave me an idea. Selling out the Hollywood Bowl and playing Space Jam, but having a live orchestra play along with it, like the way they do, I think, for Star Wars.
Yes.
Actually, you know what? They do that for Pixar movies.
Yes.
I think they do that for Pixar movies. For sure they do.
I like
and
this.
And I want that happening for Space Jam.
Yes.
I just love Space Jam so much.
You like Space Jam?
I really... Dude, I was even talking about this with somebody about Bill Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a Bill Murray conversation. And it was like, oh, it was great movies. And the second movie I brought up was Space Jam. I was like, Groundhog Day is one of my favorite movies of all time.
You didn't even go to Stripes.
No.
Didn't go to Ghostbusters.
Caddyshack.
None of that.
What about Bob? No, I was just like, you know, lost in translation. Dude, he had two scenes. No, three... Well, dude, he has a one scene where he's like, Mike, you know, these guys, when they're playing golf, he's like, you know, what has happened to these players is unfortunate. You guys are going to need some other players, some older, smarter players that aren't as good. But, you know, he's like, so what do you think? I got a chance? And Mike goes, nah, Bill. He goes, just be honest with me, Mike. What's going on? What can I? He's like, nah. He's like, all right, well, that's your opinion. And then even when he shows up at the very end to, like, join the Looney Tunes, he's just like...
Bugs, you go to the hole and dominate.
Yeah,
dude. Is that line?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Why do I feel that Adam Ray, when you are on Inside the Actor's Studio with James Lipton, and he says to you, "If God exists, what do you want him to say when you get to heaven?" Your line is going to be, "Welcome, my son, Adam Ray. Space Jam is on a continuous loop." Over in heaven. You're like, this is heaven.
Oh my God. That's
I just want to see more Space Jam.
That's hilarious.
Done.
That's so funny.
What's your favorite curse word?
Well, my James Lipton is Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, I just realized that.
What would you want to hear?
Oh, when God shows
up. If God exists, what would you like to hear him say at the pearly gates?
What I want God to say when I get to heaven. Jeez.
Yeah, that's a big question.
Yeah.
You can't do this, by the way, on the show. You have to have an answer prepared.
Absolutely. I'll write it out. If I get to heaven and God is there, all I want him to say is, you know, Jessica Alba had a huge crush on you. And she's here. Finally!
And she's naked.
Yeah.
And she hasn't had a kid yet.
Because we all just go back. I think when I get there, I want to say Collective Soul is on stage too.
In a world, in a world city,
where's the world at?
No, where's the world at?
I'll just be like, this is heaven.
Dude,
this is awesome. Wow. You brought Space Jam, which was a great movie, and when they had the movie posters up on it, it's Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny on a movie poster.
Yeah, dude.
Where as a kid, it's like, all right, the only way this could get any better is if you throw like Orville Redenbacher on the poster or something like that. Jordan and Bugs Bunny? Are you kidding me?
By the way, I love that you idolize the fucking old man who created popcorn.
Fuck yeah, I do. You try to enjoy.
How creepy is that shit? He's looking at you. He's fucking looking at the camera being like, and you can put the butter on yourself or let me do it. And you're looking there being like, oh, this guy's the shit.
He is the shit. How do you think I was able to enjoy David Arquette's classic movie, Eight-Legged Freaks? Because I had Orville Redenbacher. No,
touche.
That's the only reason I was able to enjoy that movie.
You know what's great, too, is that Space Jam combined the two top people in their fields. Bugs Bunny, the most famous cartoon.
Absolutely.
Michael Jordan, the most famous basketball player.
Yes.
I'm wondering if there were like other versions. You know, like in every movie, there's somebody they want. Like Sandra turned down, played Miss Hannigan and Annie, right?
Okay.
In the Jay-Z.
The Black Annie.
The Black Annie. Yeah,
is what's coming out.
Daddy Warbucks' name is Jamie. It was Jamie Foxx, and his name in the movie is Benjamin Stacks. Stacks of Benjamins. It's kind of fucking.
You would think I would like that's a joke, right? But yeah. No,
that's his name.
That's happening.
But like, so Cameron Diaz is playing Miss Hannigan because Sandra turned it down. So that happens all the time where people get parts like that because of whatever.
Sure.
So if Michael couldn't do it, I'm wondering if it was like their backers are all right. We can't get Michael and Bugs, so we're gonna get Dikembe Mutombo and Foghorn Leghorn.
I say, Dikembe, you gotta come play basketball and save us. No, no, no. He's waving the finger. No, no.
By the way, Brad's Dikembe Mutombo is also Mexican Cookie Monster.
No, 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 no. you want cookie? See, 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 see.
There you go. This Friday,
Mexican Cookie Monster. I'm pretty sure the last time I had sex, I gave a girl a Mexican Cookie Monster. I'm pretty positive I gave her a Mexican Cookie Monster.
Oh my god.
Hey, that's how you can create your own sex move. Take any ethnicity, combine it with your favorite children's character.
No, your favorite Sesame Street character.
Favorite Sesame Street character.
Yeah, we got to get real specific on this.
Oh, yeah, your favorite Sesame Street character, because I could say that I gave her the Chinese Grover.
I gave her the Polish Big Bird.
what girl doesn't want an Irish Snuffleupagus? Done. You will be the champion in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Many, many repeat businesses.
But you know what? I was having a good day and a good night, and things were right, and so she was all ready for my Jewish Elmo. She was down
Jewish
for it.
Jewish Elmo. Tickle me, but not too hard. Yeah.
No, seriously, easy. I got Shabbat dinner tonight. I can't tickle tonight.
So that's if you want to, please tweet.
Definitely tweet us
at Adam Ray Comedy at Funny Brad. Tweet us your favorite sex moves based on that formula. You take an ethnicity, combine it with a Sesame Street character.
Hilarious.
And there you go. That's
a great game. It's a great game. I'm telling you, man. Another coffee book of coffee table book of games.
But like, speaking of awesome movies such as Space Jam, when I was driving up here, I got excited for a movie. Now here's the thing:
the heat is out.
The heat is out, by the way,
and it's crushing.
Darn right.
And go see it.
Yes.
Sandra Bullock, Melissa McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Marlon Wayans,
Bill Burr,
Michael Rapaport, Jane Curtin, Adam Ray.
Yeah. Do you feel like you belong in that?
I mean, they don't list me in the main credits up top, but that's because, yo, man, it's a big deal to the people around me.
Right.
I'm still and I'm doing a great job, I must say, of downplaying this because, mm-hmm. you know, it's easy to get sucked into your family and friends and a lot of people, you know, and people you haven't seen in a long time in Facebook sure. making a big deal about it. I'm so sure. excited to go see this with Adam in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in it. I got four scenes. I'm yeah. in it. I'm an integral part of the story.
Sure.
But hey, right now, I still have, according to Jim, Workaholics.
Workaholics.
So,
is a
but
solid
hopefully
one.
In the next movie, then yeah. Then
all I'm saying is, you don't want to get too excited about your movie role when you're still driving a car that has a bungee cord attaching the bumper to the actual frame of the car, which is
two dents in it, cashews on the floor. I joke about that. That's fucking 100% true.
Which, by the way, ladies, I'm not trying to cockblock my boy here.
Hey,
but at the same time,
I'll get a nice car, man.
You will get one.
I put my money into my videos, into rent, into moving, into podcast equipment.
Yeah, and we're very thankful that you do so.
I'll get a nice car soon. Yeah. Soon I'll be driving a I don't know. What if I just go crazy? I just get enough money and I just like get a fucking Hummer or a Batmobile. Like the original Batmobile. I go from the worst car.
You go from Adam West's Batmobile, the one that had the jet engine in the back.
Yeah, I go from the car that the getaway driver's ex-wife drives. the Batman villain's ex-wife used to drive right. to the actual Batmobile.
I say you do that. Or like you do one of those things where you get like a mail truck and you take it to Pimp My Ride.
So Exhibit can be like, yo, I took out your steering wheel and put it in a popcorn machine.
With Orville Redenbacher. Then I'm in the back going, fuck yeah! It's my favorite feature!
I took out your rear view mirror and put it in a fish tank. Okay, well.
Now I can't drive legally, but safe. All right. But I saw, because there's all these ridiculous movies that have come out. Like, I mean, you had Battleship, which was a movie based on a game.
Yeah.
You have a movie that was just signed into development. This is absolutely true. I'm not making this up. Grumpy Cat is going to be a film. Grumpy Cat, the YouTube sensation, the cat or the GIF sensation, the cat.
Grumpy Cat?
Yeah, the cat that just looks grumpy.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
They're making that into a movie.
Oh,
so
Jesus.
I believe anything about Hollywood, the same way you believe anything about everything.
Yeah.
I believe anything about Hollywood. So as I'm driving up here, there is a poster, and it's this like sort of DJ white guy. He's got headphones and a 5 o'clock shadow, and he looks kind of badass. And then next to him is like this black dude that looks like – kind of like The Rock, but if The Rock had a huge afro, like just this totally big cut black guy with, and I'm like, what
movie is this?
What is this? And on the poster, it says,
because in LA we still see billboards like that all the time.
Yeah, and I'm like, holy fuck, this looks awesome. What is this movie? And then it says Mike and Ike are back, and I'm like, what the fuck? Are they making a Mike and Ike movie?
Yeah,
this is awesome.
The delicious jelly bean candy.
Yeah. Someone looked at that and went, I could make a movie out of this. And they
don't have backstories.
Let's make
time
it.
To give them one, yeah.
Let's make it. So next time you eat Mike and Ike, you're like, yeah, they're also a fruity delicious treat. But did you know that Mike is a DJ who learned about his love of music because his grandfather was deaf. So then he made him like act out songs for him so that he could still get the pulsatingness of the music. Like,
sure,
backstory.
And Ike left his wife because he realized he was gay, and Mike and Ike therefore.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
in
man.
California.
Twist. Delicious fruity twist.
A fruity twist.
It's the fruitiest twist.
Good one.
That's where on the billboard.
That was a damn good one. So like M. Night Shyamalan directs it. There's a fruity twist in the end.
From the director of Signs comes a story so tasty, so fruity, so fucking gay. You're gonna wanna see it twice with both your friends. Mike was just an ordinary jelly bean, DJing a nightclub, and what else? What else is going on with him?
He has a deaf grandfather
and a deaf grandfather named Kirby.
I like his name's Kirby. I like that.
Kirby Puckett. His grandfather was ex Minnesota Twins center fielder Kirby Puckett, back from the dead and back with both eyes. But one thing he wasn't back with was his hearing.
Oh, done. And then, so I'm driving out of this thing.
So you see a Mike and I, you think there's a candy movie coming out.
I think there's a candy movie coming out. And then it turns out it's just an advertisement, but they tried to make it look like a movie poster because it's in Hollywood, and it's not an actual movie. And now I'm disappointed.
Is it even for the candy, though?
Yes, it's for it is for Mike and Ike.
Okay, that's nice.
But it's not like,
because I guess they are back. I mean, I guess they've never gone anywhere. But it's just like with like the you know with Oreos. After a while, they don't, because Oreos are such a staple that they don't advertise. Every now and then, though, they'll do a commercial to be like, "Hey, remember we're
still fucking
here.
Awesome.
We're still here.
Remember, like you twist, you dunk, and now you don't want to have sex with your girlfriend anymore because you just experienced more awesomeness in a day that should be legal. Yeah.
The best cookie ever. Sometimes you give her a double stuffed Oreo. Sometimes
I gave her the double stuffed Oreo.
If you've run out of giving her a Mormon Oscar, let's give her the double stuffed Oreo.
The Mormon Oscar.
All right. So how disappointed were you?
Immensely disappointed. Because I was like, I will go see a Mike and Ike movie.
Yeah. Well, this starts a great conversation of how many other. Since you bought into that reality, I'm sure your brain just starts going on cruise control as far as thinking like, oh, man, all right, so when's the Snickers movie coming out?
Goobers. Goobers the movie?
Goobers. That's like...
I don't even know what a goober is, but I want to know.
My first thought was it's like similar to what doozers are in Fraggle Rock, where goobers are a bunch of like underground miners.
Right? And let's see, they're peanuts covered in chocolate. So yeah, underground, the dirt would be kind of the chocolate. Okay, yeah. I see it.
Goobers, or maybe
they're farmers,
or maybe it's like a Goonies type gang. Maybe it's a group of kids, and they call themselves the Goobers.
They call themselves the Goobers. I like that one too.
And Sean Astin's in it.
Why wouldn't he be leading?
He's like it's like the remake of Goonies, but they called Goobers.
I like it.
Or maybe it's kids who weren't as cool.
So if you weren't cool enough to be in the Goonies, you were in the Goobers.
You're the Goobers.
Somehow, I think Judd Apatow is involved in this.
It's amazing.
So you got that and
the
like,
Three Musketeers. Well, that's all right. Well,
obviously,
but that's not based on the candy bar. That's based on the actual story.
Unless you called the Three Musketeers and it had nothing to do with sword fighting at all.
Yeah,
just like three French friends.
Hey, you know, we should get together with my friend Nougat.
Nougat and Chocolatey Morso.
but like it's already a successful formula because remember when we were kids, Gummy Bears was a TV show.
Yeah.
They had.
Why that hasn't turned into a live action film is beyond me.
Why? You had bears?
Yo.
Flying.
Drinking fucking alcoholic fruity potion booze.
Yeah.
You don't think that was why they weren't just fucked up all the time?
Absolutely.
One swig of that shit, they're bouncing off the walls.
What are they
bouncing
call that
here
stuff?
And there from everywhere? What do they call that stuff? It was gummy juice.
What was it? Gummy juice?
Are you gonna look it up? I'm pretty sure it was gummy juice.
I'm looking up the Gummy Bear song.
Gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere. Rounds a bit no matter what a bear.
Why do
they
you two?
Are the gummy bears. They don't yet have pubic hairs because they're cartoon gummy bears.
Right? Okay.
Greatest song ever.
Okay. Disney Gummy Bears intro.
Well, here's the thing. You could make that show. I mean, fuck, man. It's well, okay, yeah. Well, that could be it. You know what candy though? I would like to see.
What's that?
Gummy Bears!
What's going on? Who are those attackers?
Who the fuck is that racist old man? Is that Orville Redenbacher?
Here we go. They're fighting orcs.
This guy's voice is incredible.
Right? See, they took
they
a
are the gummy
fruity.
Bears.
I swear one of them is a midget.
Yo, John Mayer should cover that. Or, you know, Rick Astley should cover that.
Well, that's
never gonna
like...
give you a gummy bear. Oh, fuck, I don't know. I'm Rick Astley. Something.
Your body is a gummy bear.
That would be the shit.
It would be amazing.
Yeah, so all I'm saying is don't get my hopes up, Hollywood. Don't make me think that there's a Mike and Ike movie coming out.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Well, that's, hey, man, that's part of the, the mirage. Of the movie business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What other candies are there before we move on here? I feel like we're missing like an easy.
Well, there would be an M&M's movie. They're already making the commercials with those guys. That'd
yeah, but they're played out,
jump.
Man. There's also too many of them. Mike and Ike is great because there's two, and there's like a buddy cop. It's almost like Chip and Dale.
Yeah, someone's screaming at their radio right now. Junior Mint. mints, motherfucker.
Junior mints.
How do you not do junior mints? Yeah. Or,
well, that's like Coach Carter. Junior mints is like an urban basketball team.
The junior mints.
Yeah.
I like, yeah, you do that, or like for me, the junior mints sounds like a Cub Scout troop. Like, hey, you know,
like the Bad News Bears.
Yeah,
like the Bad News Bears of Cub Scout.
Yeah, like I just signed my son up for junior mints, and
that's a great idea though.
Yeah,
and maybe the dad, maybe it's one kid who has no dad.
Mm-hmm.
And
things just got real here, Adam Ray. Holy shit. Maybe a guy witnesses the butchering
of
his parents.
Maybe a kid's parents divorced when he's young, and he grows up without. Here, look up quick. Oh, fuck.
There's. Oh, isn't there a candy called Jujubes?
Easy, motherfucker. All right, let's move on.
But
my little Jujubes.
I thought it was a candy called Jujubes.
Something about a rabbi.
What's the candy that's chocolate and then has? Is it called snow caps? Like snow caps or snowball
snow.
Oh, I
ding dongs, Twinkies.
No, like they're little chocolate chips with like white sprinkles.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
Snow caps or something.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, like that could be an Arctic adventure movie. Be awesome.
I mean, what other fucking... Oh, Starburst? No, it's an Arctic Adventure. Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sweethearts?
Ooh, Sweethearts. Now that gay marriage is legal, you could have the first, like a gay rom-com. Call it Sweethearts.
Too soon. Too soon.
You wouldn't go see Sweethearts? Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, that sounds like a... I mean...
I'd go see Sweethearts.
I'd go see them playing at the Troubadour. Wait, all right, here we go. Oh, yeah. Well, Twix. No, but that's just a... Baby Ruth.
Okay.
Dots.
Yeah, Dots is the thing, right? The snow-capped ones?
Those are the fruity ones.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we actually hit most of the... Oh, Nerds, obviously.
Oh, we didn't do Nerds.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be... Because... And actually, on the box...
And Sour Patch Kids. And that's the rival to the Cabbage Patch Kids.
Oh, the Sour Patch Kids.
I mean, that's a no-brainer.
They couldn't get in the Cabbage Patch, so they're pissed off about it.
So they started their own thing, yeah. So they fucking started drinking and
so they're the Sour Patch Kids, and the Sour Patch Kids are like... It's like the Sharks and the Jets.
Yeah, dude.
Like, coming in there for
the... Wow, I really want to see that, by the way, now.
Right? The Sour Patch Kids fighting the Cabbage Cat. It's like... Yeah, there's to be Patch.
It's like when the Jetsons met the Flintstones.
When all worlds collided.
Boy, my 10-year-old fucking head exploded.
Well, yeah, to say the same way it did when you saw the Bugs Bunny poster next to Michael Jordan. But it's funny because you started singing the Gummy Bear song.
Right.
And then I immediately went back to that point, like, in my childhood. Like, there's certain songs that you hear and it just brings you to a point in your life.
It triggers a whole onslaught of emotions that you are able to tap into instantaneously.
Yeah.
And that's what's so awesome about music. And I think that's why we all listen to certain songs. It's like, I'll turn on Boys to Men, End of the Road, because, you know, it makes me think of my ex-girlfriend who fucked a cameraman. And the soft, sweet, melodic... melodic harmonies of Black Men in their 30s somehow gets me over the fact
I was waiting
that a little bit of news that a little bit of cameraman cum, who, by the way, they're playing at the Troubadour after Supple Teats and Tush, what was the one from
Tush Push, Tush Tarts?
I don't know. But yeah, you're right. It trigger emotions.
When you said it, End of the Road, I'm like, oh, he's going to talk about his graduation. No. like remember, like, whenever I hear the Graduation song,
oh, that's, yeah,
I hear, you know, I know, yeah, that way I know exactly where I was when I heard the OJ verdict. That's exactly where my head goes.
Wow, for real?
No, I was just saying that.
I was like, wait a minute, did you even hear the Graduation song? Because you left before it happened.
Exactly. Oh, that's right. Oh, you brought that up, you bastard. The fact that I didn't graduate USC. Dropped out.
You'll go back someday.
See, you know what? I'll just get an honorary degree. I'll just wait till I'm that famous, and
totally.
they'll just bring me in.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
and they just give me an honorary degree, and then all the kids are like already $230,000 in debt are like looking at me like, why does he get a degree? He tells midget jokes. I'm trying to come up with a cure for cancer.
Yeah.
I'm in debt. I'm in a lab all day. This guy talks about how his arms are too short that he can't masturbate standing up. He gets a fucking degree. Man, fuck you, Trojans.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll happen.
That's going to be a great day.
But, like, for me, like, because I heard you on a radio interview recently, and you were talking about how you once got dumped in eighth grade to the song Kiss Me by
Sixpence. It just happened to be on the radio as I'm on the phone. You know, it's, I didn't plan it out. I didn't go, oh, cool, she's calling. Let me turn up something really sad and sappy because this might not go according to plan.
Let's remind her of watching Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, for sure. that song really tugged at the heartstrings.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to wait. Yeah, let's not pretend we don't know the lyrics right now.
Oh, I love to be over. But see, that's the thing.
No, so she calls me up.
Yeah.
And it's playing, and she immediately just starts going into this whole eighth grade monologue about how we're different, and she doesn't know what she wants right now. And I'm like, even at that point, I'm like, we're in the eighth grade. What do you mean you don't know what you want right now?
I mean,
you don't know.
Sometimes I want pizza for lunch. Yeah, sometimes I want hot dogs. And when I'm feeling,
you saying my dick's a pizza?
When I'm feeling like pizza, you're out there getting hot dogs, and I just don't know. Like, all right, when we changed and came out in our PE clothes, and they said, you guys want to play basketball or street hockey today? You said basketball because you're a huge Sonics fan, and you should know that my dad played for the Winnipeg Jets back in the day, and I would have wanted to play hockey. So we're really not in the right space right now.
Yeah, we're a lot different than we thought we were. Yeah, and you said you were going to walk with me to science, and I waited for you for like, I don't know, 2 minutes. And then I see you walking to band, running to band because you were late. Well, if you'd walked me to science on time, you wouldn't have been late to band. And something tells me that you're just going to continue to be late and not be committed. It's like, oh, God.
Eighth grade relationship.
So anyway, so they played, it was Kiss Me by Sixpence, None the Richer. And that song was playing on this radio interview on my way over there to it.
Yeah.
And I immediately just was like, oh, I didn't fucking cry.
I didn't cry. Ashley Thomas, if you're out there,
I just want to say one thing.
I would totally walk you to science class.
I'll walk you there right now, girl. I'll come pick you up. I don't know where you live. I'll find you. If you would just accept my friendship on Facebook and I could come pick you up. I know you're married with 3 kids.
That song just immediately, it's amazing how I tapped into that. And I saw, like, where I was. I saw what I was wearing. I saw, like, what hand my dick was in. And I saw,
like, you thought it was going to be phone sex? Like,
I saw the clerk of the 7-Eleven looking at me as I was in the aisle, in the juice aisle, off to doing this. And, it was way too specific. And that's just one song, man. And also, it's like, hey, that's in a testament to Sixpence, None the Richer. Because how many other, like, you know, not breakup memories, but just how many memories are they pulling up for people?
Darn right.
On the spot. Like, what song right now? Like, if I played You'll Be in My Heart by Phil Collins, what would happen to you?
I would melt, obviously. This is not as far back, but more recently, the song Mr. Brightside by the Killers.
Oh, yeah.
That's a song where I didn't know it was about a breakup until I went through one. And then I heard it, and you actually, like, you know, because when you're going through a breakup or you're in a relationship, like, new in a relationship, you think about songs differently. Like, you pay more attention to the lyrics because you're like, oh, that's totally about us.
Of course.
That's totally what we do.
They're thinking about me.
Yeah.
I think they Google Earth our relationship. They saw what happened last night, and they wrote a song about it.
Yeah. So I didn't know, but then I was driving, and Mr. Brightside came on, which is one of my favorite songs by the Killers. And then I start listening to the lyrics, and I think it's the lyric where he goes, he takes off her dress now, letting me go. And I was like, oh, she's totally letting me go. Motherfuck.
Wow.
Like, I was so pissed off.
Wow.
It's just one of those things where, but man, eighth grade relationships, you were talking about that. You look back at the kind of stuff you did in eighth grade when you were dating someone, quote unquote dating someone, like when you were holding hands. That was a huge fucking deal.
Huge deal.
Like,
dude,
that
I wrote
like
notes. That girl that dumped me, we wrote notes every class. We get out of class, give each other another note, and it was
and
then
you would read it in the next class.
Oh yeah, man.
Oh, that's,
holding
that's
hands.
Sweet.
You know, we never got too far because, you know, my mom would always have me keep the door open at the house if she came over.
What a cock blocker.
Huge cock blocker.
Cock blocker for eighth grade Adam.
Brought me into this world just to fucking cock block me. That was her whole plan. She's like Dr. Claw from Inspector Gadget.
Gadget, you will never get laid.
Oh, cock block you, Gadget. Next time.
Dun, 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 dun. You're never gonna fuck. Dun, 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 dun. Put your dick back in your pants. Bam, ba-dum, bam, bam, ba-dum, bam, bam, ba-dum. Blue balls. Bam, ba-dum, ba-dum.
Go, go, Gadget popcorn trick.
Dude, Inspector Gadget pervert edition.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Go, go, Gadget donkey punch. Can you imagine that?
Go, go, Gadget Mexican cookie monster.
Brain, Uncle Gadget's giving her the Mexican cookie monster.
Fucking Scooby-Doo shows up as they cross-promote cartoons. It's like when Urkel went on Full House.
All right. I don't know.
You don't like Scoob. Gadget's totally giving her the Jewish Elmo.
Love it, man. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so
dude,
I can't get over that.
Gadget, that's another, I mean, you know, but that's a movie they made that was like just poorly done. Matthew Broderick, it's come on, man. Like, that guy's not even close to what you would think of for Gadget. You got to get it. That's a movie you have to get a no-name guy for.
Right.
That kind of looks like him, that's crazy and, I mean, creepy and.
Like Adam Ray. You got to get Adam Ray in that role.
Friday.
You tell me that if they came to you with an Inspector, I'd make it Inspector Gadget.
If it was a dark comedy, I'd for sure do it.
Inspector Gadget, a dark comedy?
Oh, yeah. Where it's like, I mean, also, you'd have to see, because it was such a hokey, you know, just sticky Inspector Gadget. I also didn't see it. I'm basing this off the 2-minute preview I saw. I'm one of those guys right now that's just like, nah, dude, Lord of the Rings. It looks like a shitty movie.
Yeah,
did you see it?
See that.
Not that. Seven Men of the Church. That's all I needed to see.
Hey, elves and swords, I'm out.
Yeah, dude. Love those guys. That's all I needed to see, man. Really? But yeah, it's I don't know, man. It's like I would love to see Gadget at home, you know, like drinking after a long day, like trying to put his, you know, go-go Gadget
So, like, he's getting drunk, so, like, the helicopter starts popping out.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, maybe he's, it's almost like with The Incredibles, the way that, remember the dad, like, he becomes a family, and he becomes less a superhero.
Oh, so he starts, like, lifting up the couch so the mom can vacuum under it.
Yeah, but remember remember Incredibles, how after he was, like, a big deal, then they had, then after a while, he stopped being a superhero.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
And then they had to get back into it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So it'd be like that. Gadget would stop doing it for a while, and then all of a sudden they needed him again. And so
then Dr. Claw returns.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
Maybe like a Dr. Claw's. Maybe it starts where he kills Dr. Claw in some sort of, you know,
dramatic way.
Dramatic. Maybe they're having like some sort of discrepancy at like at a Baskin Robbins. Like Dr. Claw's ordering too many samples, you know, like, oh, let me
get the chocolate chip cookie dough. can I try the strawberry cheesecake? I specifically demanded ice cream cake for my birthday party. You guys don't have any ice cream cake for my birthday party. I am an evil villain. I am trying to take over the world, and you son of a bitches.
Basically, I'm sounding like Grover who needs a throat lozenge.
I specifically asked for not a clown ice cream cone on my cake.
Yo, maybe Dr. Claw is Grover. If he hasn't,
but like in 60 years,
yeah, if he hasn't
lost his voice a little bit,
maybe when Dr. Claw he just smoked so much
that he used to talk like this. I'll get you, Gadget.
And then he started just smoking camels after camels.
Oh, wow. And then
so now it's I'll get you, Gadget,
just like that. I like that, yeah. And I didn't see the Gadget movie either, but I think they had Rupert Everett as Dr. Claw.
What,
yeah, they had Rupert Everett as Dr. Claw, the guy who
Fucking obviously Jeff Bridges needs to be Dr. Claw.
You think?
Right? After his villain appearance in Iron Man, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
But even Tron.
Yeah, he could do that. Jeff Bridges would totally do it. Or just some dude.
James Earl Jones, man. Just you never see him.
Oh, yeah.
You never see him. We use the voice of James Earl Jones, and when he finally comes out, it's Nick Cannon. or Reginald Bell Johnson. Or Danny Glover.
Steve, go home, go home, go home, go home, go home, go home. And then Gadget's like, I don't have to take this.
Maybe it's Gadget, go home, go
home. Yeah, Gadget, go home, go home, go home. You have a dog and a niece that you totally neglect.
Yeah, see, that's another side of the story.
Penny has a drinking problem now?
Oh, yeah. No, Penny's working at, ironically, a strip club called Penny's.
Wow, I like it.
It's a strip club / arcade called Penny's.
Oh, I like it.
Where Pac-Man is a penny. And wait, pennies, where the games are a penny, and so are the blowjobs.
Oh, that sounds great.
I would totally see. Come on, Gadget, you got to like pull your daughter out of this.
See, we could make these movies. Ah,
you know it was great.
So mad, right?
How much fucking disappointment was in that grunt of yours right there? Of just like, I wish Disney listened to our podcast.
Like, why?
I wish our listeners were solely movie studios, right? And people who could make movies.
Why doesn't Harvey Weinstein just subscribe to our podcast and listen?
Come on,
to this?
Harvey, that's all we're asking for.
I mean, I know your last name is Weinstein, and we only have one Jew on the podcast, but still,
hey.
You can come back.
Anytime.
You can do it.
Maybe he shut off after your Jujubes comment.
Fuck that! He should know I love Jujubes! Oh, my God. And then with the whole song thing, it also got me thinking about, like, guilty pleasure songs. What are your guilty pleasure songs? What are the songs that if it comes on the radio or it comes on your iPad, you are screaming it as loud as you can in your car, but if someone were to pull up next to you and like look at you, you'd be like, look at them, like, oh
yeah,
shit.
Roll the window up, you turn. I mean,
yeah. What's the most shameful song that you have on your iPod?
Well, quite honestly, what song's been stuck in my head the last few days is Katy Perry's Firework.
Holy shit.
I swear to God, you should pull that up, and if you do, I'll probably sing along to it. I'm a sucker for catchy songs, man. A buddy of mine in high school used to give me shit about that. He's like, you just like all the catchy shit. I was like, not true. By the way, do you have Backstreet Boys' I Want It That Way? Because that'd be great if you could put that on.
That one?
Is this karaoke?
Yeah, it's Katy Perry right there. Well, I have the lyrics.
I'm terrible with...
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag? Going through the wind.
Is this it?
Wanting to start again. Yeah.
Maybe I only know the chorus.
Because that's part of the video where the fireworks start shooting out of Katy Perry's tits.
Do they really? I haven't even seen the music video.
You haven't seen the music video?
No.
She's shooting fireworks out of her tits.
I just appreciate the tune based off of its melodies.
No. The video's great.
Well, why isn't the chorus?
I'm shooting fireworks from my tits.
Oh.
Yeah, here it is.
Here's
the buildup. You know some good shit's coming.
She's got a great voice in this song, too.
Yeah. Well, it's July right about now. Who's not inspired?
Dude, I mean, I want to stand... By the way, if I were Al Pacino on any given Sunday giving a speech to my team, if I was the coach in junior mints trying to get my team going or my Cub Scout troop motivated to make a great Pinewood Derby car, this would be playing in the background.
Hell yes.
Johnny, are you telling me that you can't weigh the proper wheel size to get this car to be the winning car in the Derby race tomorrow? And Sam, stop eating your bunk bed, you fat fuck. All right, there's always one fat kid. Okay, anyway, if we come together... And then there's fireworks going off in the background. This is like during, this is at the camp, and there's a big fireworks show. Yeah. And maybe we had just lost a talent show, and I pull my troop over, and I'm like, Junior Mints, do you guys want to be Junior Mints or Junior Pussies? And that's when everyone in the theater goes, what the fuck? I thought this was a PG movie.
Good movie, was it?
I thought Rick Moranis was in this. Yeah, Rick Moranis plays the camp counselor
for Junior Mints.
That's a great song. Yeah, so I'd say that's one of my guilty pleasure songs.
That's so funny you said that, because that's absolutely my guilty pleasure song.
Is it really?
Song. That is absolutely my guilty pleasure
song. It's just catchy as
shit, man. And I'm not, this is a true story. The last Kevin and Bean April Foolishness
that you were at. Yeah. Did you come out to this?
I didn't come out to it. But the next day, I was feeling really good about myself, woke up in my hotel room, had to drive home. This was the song I put on, and I was screaming this
you're
song.
You're so pumped, yeah.
Reflecting on the
night's events that happened.
Exactly. I'm just screaming out, baby, you're a firework, and I'm feeling good. I didn't care. The car next to me going 70 probably still heard me. Oh, I don't give a fuck. It worked.
Now, is it, but you love hard death metal. But I mean, there's no death metal guilty pleasure song, is there?
Oh, death metal
guilty pleasure. No, because it's stuff that you wouldn't normally listen to. Is it like, right?
Yeah.
That's what guilty pleasure is.
Which is weird in the name of this thing is like guilty pleasure songs. But honest to God, I don't think you shouldn't have it shouldn't be a guilty pleasure. Because if Kelly Clarkson...
Yeah, you like what you like.
Yeah, if Kelly Clarkson comes on your iPod and someone looks at you like, duh, you like Kelly Clarkson? Fucking gay. No, it's not. It brings me joy.
Yeah, she's also got an incredible voice.
Yeah, she's talented. Doesn't affect you at all what songs bring me joy.
Right.
So fuck it.
Yeah.
Why not let me enjoy my Kelly Clarkson? And after this, I'm going to jam out to Pink. And then we're going to have a good
fucking
time.
Pink crushes it. Also, David Gray's Babylon is one of my, I'll always sing.
Friday night and only don't hear all the lights are changing. Babylon, very green.
it's like a sped up Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. If you want it, coming in.
Come and get it.
You know what?
Yeah. By the way, if any of our listeners listen to the Kevin and Bean show or the Hollywood Babylon podcast, you know that that impression, I'm doing an impression of Ralph Garman, doing an impression
of Bob Dylan.
That's his Bob Dylan where he goes, all right, Bob Dylan, okay.
It's almost like John Lovitz's
it is a John
younger
Lovitz.
Brother.
Oh, hey, John, what's up with your comedy club? How come you don't have a podcast network anymore?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we stopped doing it. Acting!
Acting!
You know what else I like is the fray every now and then.
Oh, that's
just
fray?
Because I can't understand anything they say.
No.
And the guy is so whiny. I mean, you know, there's some bands out there that with the lead singers that are just so... But that guy is just, you know... It's like, all right, man. Like, I want it down a notch.
I wonder if, because, like...
Girls can't be...
There's definitely moods where you're in and that song talks to you. Like, you're like, all right, I feel like a little fray right now because whatever. It's raining and I haven't...
Of course.
I just missed the callback. Yeah. So there's definitely moments. But I wonder if guys, like, in the band... Like the fray.
Know how cheese dick they are?
Yeah. Like, when they're writing it...
No, they're probably...
No shit. This rocks.
Yeah, of course, man.
This is awesome.
Oh, like, well, yeah. Are you going to tell me that Brian McKnight, when he was like, okay, let's see. Step one, you like a dream come true. Two,
Jesus,
just want to be with you. Three, girl, it's plain to see that you're the only one for me. Four, repeat step one through three.
That's the most fucked up lyric in that song. That's when you know that he was phoning it in.
Yeah.
Because he goes...
Four. He can't even think of a four step. Yeah.
Repeat that shit I already did. Because you can't do that with your woman.
But that's why
you can't show up and like give her flowers and then give her a massage and then take her to her favorite dinner spot. And then when she's looking at you like, so what are we going to do next? You're like,
another massage?
We're going to just do that same shit again.
But by the way, that's why repeat steps one through three is a smoother line. Because if he would have said what you said in the song, it wouldn't be a set like, you know, one, you like a dream come true. Two, just want to be with you. Three, and girl, it's plain to see that you're the only one for me. And four, do that fucking shit I already did for you. Just do that again. Five, you know.
That's why Brian McKnight has Grammys, yeah. And I'm in Adam Ray's living room doing a podcast with a vanilla candle as my only friend.
Hey, man. For whatever reason, that's become like the third wheel in this podcast. But it's almost like the I don't know. It's like
a third co-host. What is it? Our mascot is the vanilla candle.
There it is.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, that's.
Hey, I subconsciously light. I mean, I haven't taken it off since we put it there.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I only light it when we start the show.
it really is.
By the way, it's a lighted candle. What's the flavor again?
Oh, it smells vanilla, but hold on, I gotta get out of the mic so I can turn it.
Well, it's advertised as vanilla, but it smells like Ritz crackers.
It does.
And that's Rite Aid.
That's Rite Aid.
Pick up a Rite Aid candle for what you want. It smells like the exact opposite.
Well, it's pretty
What's
much...
that? You want a wintergreen Summerland scent? Cool. This smells like toes.
This smells like toes. Pretty much... The Rite Aid candles are like See's Candies, the See's Candy value pack.
What's,
Like, they're all kind of good, but you don't know what's exactly wrong with what's camp? In them.
You're comparing right?
No, but, like, let's say that you're going, like, you love toffee. Like, toffee is the shit. And then you take out a See's candy, and you're biting it. You're hoping it's the toffee.
Right.
You're hoping it.
Oh, so you don't know what you're going to get.
And then, oh, raspberry filling. What the fuck, candy?
Right, okay, so false advertising.
Exactly. So that's what the Rite Aid candle
but is. But this is worse than that, because with that, it doesn't say raspberry filling on the outside of the toffee you're biting.
This is advertised as vanilla.
You know, there's a candle called like Blue Night Moon or something, which, by the way, who wants a candle that smells like the fucking moon?
Sounds like a porn star.
Unless Neil Armstrong's first words up there, unless he gave us some sort of indication, he was just like, that's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. By the way, this moon smells like titties.
Holy shit, this smells delicious up here.
This moon smells like a prepubescent vagina.
Seriously, Buzz, you gotta get out of here, man. This is
you gotta take a whiff of this shit. Smells like some dank bubba kush. Yo, bring out that moon bong, man. We're gonna smoke this fucking.
Can you imagine?
Moon sand.
Someone's gotta bottle this shit. Seriously. This is unbelievable.
Can you imagine? God, what if there was some sort of like, I don't know why they don't name a strain of weed with all the crazy names.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you didn't name it, name it after some sort of like, something that you couldn't figure out if it actually, like, you know, the moon, it's, I don't know, moon rocks or moon sand.
Moon dust. Yeah, moon something dust. Like that. Yeah, obviously. I don't know, Adam. I dropped out of USC, so how the fuck would I know what the moon would be made of? I didn't finish my education.
Well, maybe if you had...
Go fuck yourself, Adam Ray!
Maybe if you had finished your last course, which was Moon 101.
Yeah, Moon 101, then maybe I would have graduated, learned that.
Neil Armstrong did speak at my graduation. Sorry.
Thanks! Yeah.
He did, though.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to know? Okay. Here's when I don't feel bad.
It was so inspiring.
Here's how I don't feel bad about graduating. Because you want to know, because I was the year behind you. And do you want to know who spoke at my class's graduation?
Maria Perlman.
Dan DeVito's wife.
He goes, look, okay. You guys are cool. You guys will probably end up doing something cool. Okay, Danny couldn't be here. But anyway, he was too busy last night giving me a Russian telly monster. And anyway, now I'm here talking to you guys. Anyway, go pick up season 4 of Taxi on Blu-ray. I'm out. Now, who was it?
The actual person was Antonio Villaraigosa, who former mayor of Los Angeles. And the thing was, is he was the speaker at the beginning of the year that year, too. So he was the welcome to school guy.
Okay.
So he's like, all right, we got lazy, and then we got the mayor in doing to come in, the mayor who failed the bar exam 4 times. Learned that from the Adam Carolla show. He sucked. So I'm kind of glad I missed that. You had Neil Armstrong. If I had missed Neil Armstrong, I'd be like, fuck.
Oh, yeah, my roommates at the time slept through it. I was like, because it was like at 8 a.m. you had to get it for the all-school thing, and then we had our school theater graduation at like 10. Mm-hmm. I was like, guys, we're graduating once.
Yeah.
Neil Armstrong is coming to speak to us.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do that joke in my act about, I go, it was such an inspiring, motivational. I mean, this guy's talking to the minds of tomorrow. Like, I'll never forget it. He walked out there. So inspiring. He walks out and he goes, hello, everybody. I'm Neil Armstrong. And I was on the moon. So good luck topping that shit, motherfucker. Suck my dick. I'm out.
Where's my check?
Yeah. Where's my check?
Done.
It was a little tough to relate, though, too. I mean, he's sitting there being like, I was on the moon. I'm like, cool, man. I made a bong out of a VCR last night.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all science.
I put Pop-Tarts in between Costco muffins in between ice cream last night. So I guess we're both breaking down barriers.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is the stoner part of you is going to go nuts. I just got an apartment.
Space Jam the Musical is in production?
Yeah. I just got an apartment here in Hollywood, and I have a roof area. Like, I have my own roof area.
That's awesome.
Which is awesome.
You
so
the view?
Yes, I do. And so the other day, me and some friends went up there. I bought a fire pit. Put a fire pit there.
What?
So we had s'mores, and then someone had the great idea. They're like, hey, Hershey bar, it's tradition, yeah. Hershey bar for the s'more. But how about if we throw Twix in there? We threw motherfucking Twix in there. Almost a joygasm. Joygasm.
A Twix s'more.
A Twix s'more.
Oh, my God.
Beat that, Neil Armstrong. You walked on the moon, but I had the idea of throwing Twix on a s'more.
Dude, that's genius.
I have given more to society than you have, because now all the listeners are going to try that. You're going to be like, wow, Twix s'more. Awesome.
You don't graduate college and come up with those thoughts.
No. You don't let the educational system taint your mind.
You don't work.
You gotta
for
be able to think freely, my friends.
Yeah, you work
freely.
You're working for NASA. They're putting the kibosh on all your candy-related concoctions.
With s'mores with Twix, but I feel kind of like
get back in there and watch Apollo 13. Study everything Gary Sinise does. But I'm trying to put this Butterfinger inside of a muffin.
But
Williams,
wow, that sounds actually good. Butterfinger muffins.
Oh,
holy shit,
God.
Someone's got to do that one,
man. Well, I'm the perfect balance of stoner and former fat kid. Like, that's by the way, my freshman year of college, I was myself and two other guys were kitchen steward for the fraternity. Mm-hmm. So we basically every Sunday have to go to Costco and get all the snacks for the house.
Right.
And then we had the kitchen key. So stoners would come to my room fucking every night being like, "Hey man, you got the kitchen key?" Because you want to go down and make like omelets or just go to the snack fucking.
Sure.
We had a Costco. It was like an aisle of Costco was our pantry. And we had bought. We just basically had like all this money to go fill it with snacks. So people would come to my room and be like, I'm like, dude, I can't give you the kitchen key. People would be like, I'll smoke you out real quick. I was like, okay, I'll take you down there for 5 minutes. You know, it was just like every time. So we go down there one time and we did that thing where we put Pop-Tarts in between muffins and then put ice cream
holy
in between. And my
shit.
Buddy's watching me do it and I'm about to take a bite and he just looks at me and he goes, you were a fat kid, weren't you? And I started laughing. I spit it all up. And
you're like, yeah, pretty was, much. Yeah. In, or, like, in order to come
I was
up
like,
with
how'd
this.
You know? He goes, yeah. He goes, only a fat kid would put Pop-Tarts inside of a muffin.
But it was funny because when we were making the s'mores and we're doing like the Twix thing, my friends were looking at me going, does life get any better with this? I'm making s'mores with a midget. I'm just like, well,
oh, yeah, dude.
That's kind of a peak.
Yeah.
That's kind of like if you know, you once you see the movie Willy Wonka, you dream of candy associated with little people, and then I actually do it. That's got to make you feel good.
See, that's a great night.
That's got to make you feel good.
Well, the fire pit, I'm super pumped for you.
Well, yeah. So we're going to have some fire pit nights. And we'll go over there and you could bring your muffins stuffed with.
I'll bring my guitar and I'll serenade you with some Boyz II Men, End of the Road.
Woo!
I may start crying though.
We're gonna have a minister there now that gay marriage is legal.
Yeah.
And just when you're too drunk and you're not gonna know about it, I need some damn tax benefits, Adam Ray. We're doing this shit.
Like Chuck and Larry.
Yeah. Well, that's gonna happen, Adam. Hey, you start in the heat. Your career's picking up. My career's going good. We're going to go into that upper tax bracket, and we got to save some money, but we don't want to commit and have a wife. We don't want to do that.
No.
No. So let's just do the gold gay marriage thing, start living together.
I'm down, man.
That's fucking sitcom. Done.
It's a great sitcom. Wow.
Print it.
A Jew and a Dwarf.
Jew and a Dwarf faking gay marriage. I mean, sure, it's like Chuck and Larry.
What do we call
you
it?
You said it. Oh, man. What do we decide to name this place?
Little Hebrew Cafe.
The Little Hebrew Cafe, which I like.
Yeah.
I forgot who tweeted us that, so I'm sorry I can't give you credit. But the Little Hebrew Cafe, so that's what you call it.
I don't think somebody tweeted that. I think...
Oh, was that you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go, Adam Ray.
Yeah.
The Little Hebrew Cafe is where we do our podcast live. And that would be the name of the sitcom, because not only would we be faking the gay marriage, we would own a cafe that would be called the Little Hebrew Cafe.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the best cafes are owned by gay men.
Blanket statement that I can absolutely agree with.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Whether or not there's actual truth to that or not.
Yeah, at first I want to be like, that's probably true.
Yeah.
They're right.
Yo, I got to say this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a Target a few weeks ago, and as Bill Burr says, not bragging. You heard that in his act?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Things are going well.
Yeah. But those, I don't know at what point they're going to decide to hire employees who know where shit is in that store. But I don't know if it's a requirement to, all right, so you have to be able to fit into a red polo. You have to have a unique body deformity. And you have to not have any knowledge of where anything is ever in a store or even like in any store. Not
right.
Just this store, but no... you know that if somebody asks where razors are, send them to the home and garden section.
Well, like, well, shears have blades on them, so that's probably where they are.
You are Persian, sir. And so I'm just trying to help out. But I asked one guy, and he just goes, I don't know. Just straight up goes, I don't know. And I was like, okay, well, should I?
So I appreciate the honesty. Yeah, so, hate the fact that you're working at a place where that's essentially all you're there for is to restock shelves and tell people where the fuck stuff is.
Yeah, and then it's like some people give you like these weird like as if you're trying to like, you know, almost like you have to – I feel like some of them want to give you like we have to answer a riddle like you're some fucking troll at a bridge. And it was just like the one guy was like – I was like, where are the razor blades at? And I was trying to find, like, towels. And I should be able to, like, navigate through myself, maybe. But, like, I just didn't want to walk around.
Sure. Aimlessly.
Also, as soon as I walked in, I saw an employee. And I was like, oh, the red polo. Like,
yeah, that. And you know that if you wander, you'll eventually go past the toy aisle. You'll see the brand new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You'll flashback your childhood. You'll buy the entire fucking aisle.
Oh, the entire aisle. And I'll see some sort of version of a new Crocodile Mile.
Oh, Crocodile Mile!
Yo, by the way, I just
Fuck!
By the way, this just came into my head, and I saw the whole scenario play out.
Okay.
In a video where we set up a Crocodile Mile with kids.
Mm-hmm. Crocodile Mile, for those of you who don't know, is a slip and slide, right?
Oh, yeah, with a pool at the end of it.
Yeah, with a pool at the end of it, and you go through a crocodile's mouth to get to the pool. Genius.
Wow, whoever came up with that.
Well, yeah.
I hope that guy's sitting on a bunch of cash right now.
Right? Because for providing me with all those hours,
I hope that guy's sitting in a hot tub with everybody he wants to be in a hot tub with. But you see kids in a having a Crocodile Mile at a birthday party, and then you just we pull up in a car, we set it up, and we pull up with like a GoPro, and we have you wear a GoPro. We also have people sitting like in cameras out to the side.
Yeah.
We just pull up, you get out in a giant onesie bathing suit, and just like run from the car to the Crocodile Mile and cut a kid in line and go down the Crocodile Mile and get to the end of the pool and just start splashing around and then get out and run back into the car. And we drive away.
Done. Do it.
Why does that sound so funny to me?
Because are you kidding me? It has
ambush a Crocodile Mile.
Yeah.
Cut a kid in line and then just leave.
It doesn't have anything bad in it. It has Crocodile Mile, which is awesome. It has
children's birthdays.
Yeah, children's birthdays and probably pissing them off. Good. It has a midget running. Which, by the way,
and you in a onesie. I mean,
in
hey
a
man,
onesie.
Let's give the people what they want.
Come on, with a little like button flap on the ass.
Oh my god.
Done.
Oh my god.
Maybe I'll wear one of those propeller hats.
Oh my god. Wait, and maybe and as you're running that button flap, as you're running before you jump and slide, you flip the flap up. Oh man.
Here's what you get on Crocodile Mile: dwarf ass. Nothing but midget ass.
Was that another? That was all right. That was gangster Cookie Monster. You've been Mexican Cookie Monster and gangster Cookie Monster.
That's all.
Dwarf ass. Come here. Give me some cookies, bitch. Hey, Tootsie Pop. Is that your name? What is it? Deborah? I don't fucking care. Anyway, yes, things have been slow on Sesame Street. How did you get any work tonight?
No, it was rough out on Sesame Street. Snuffleupagus didn't want to get down and dirty tonight.
Yeah, well, was Hooper's store open? Did you give me some of those Oreos?
No.
All right, that's it. Count, come here. One, two, three slaps.
I forgot. Last night,
just create a whole Cookie Monster count abusing.
Last night I gave my girl the Ethiopian count, and oh yeah,
holy shit,
oh yeah,
Ethiopian count,
the Ethiopian count.
I don't know. I don't know if I would. I don't know if I would ever ask for that or want that to happen to somebody.
Oh god! How long have we been going on this podcast?
Yeah, it's time, man.
Are we time to wrap it up?
Yeah.
Well, every now and then, it's nice to not have a guest.
Sure.
Just be hanging with my buddy.
It's the best.
As we do, and hope you guys like it.
Subscribe.
Subscribe. Rate on iTunes. Leave comments. That helps us. Also, go to BradWilliamsComedy.com. If you need to shop for anything on Amazon, which of course you do because Amazon has everything, go to BradWilliamsComedy.com, click on the Amazon banner, and then shop as normal. What happens is you buy your stuff on Amazon for a normal price, but then they kick me down a little bit of coin, which goes back into the podcast. So if you want to help us, support us, do that. And
also eventually goes back into my car so I can get the bungee cord removed from my bumper.
One day, Adam Ray, you will have a bumper that's not attached by a bungee cord.
At this point, I mean, I would gladly take Exhibit doing something to my car. Like, those kids were always so confused when he was like, you know, I'll put, you know, 12, 17-inch plasma TV screens underneath your bumper. They're always like, fuck, did I see my oil changed? What are you doing? I would gladly be like, yeah, man, you know, put in a fucking skee-ball machine, you know, replace the seatbelts with, I don't know, fruit roll-ups.
Oh, done.
Well, that's Willy Wonka shit.
I have a feeling that when you actually get a nice car, you're going to like buy a Lexus or a Benz someday.
No, I'm not though, because I'm not a huge car. I'm going to get a car that's nice enough. I'll probably get a Prius at this point.
But then
I drive so much.
But then you're going to detach the bumper and
put it back on
with a bungee cord. You're like, you know what? It doesn't feel right.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel right.
As I'm listening to "You Be in My Heart." I'll see like some like slow motion like images of like the bumper on my the bungee cord on my car. That'll be a sad. You know what's fucked up though? That'll be a sad day when I have to get rid of this car.
It will be.
I've been through a lot of memories.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of road trips.
A lot of late night trips to get snacks that no one's ever heard of from the 7-Eleven.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, one video where you buried me under
where you were living in my trunk.
I was living in your trunk, buried under Nutri-Grain bars. That's a memory. It's gonna happen, especially if all of our listeners go out and see the movie The Heat.
Go see it. Support it. Support me.
Support Adam Ray.
Get me a new car.
Get him a car.
This Oprah sure as fuck's not doing it.
That bitch.
All right, well, find me on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy, AdamRayTV.com. All the stand-up tour dates are starting to pile up after the movie, so find me in a city near you. I'll be in Seattle. I'll be in Montana. I'll be in San Francisco. I'll be in Montreal with Brad. And that's it for now.
Yeah, so I thought you were going to do like the Howard Dean.
I know. Yeah, I thought that's all pre-movie. I need post-movie dates.
Exactly. And then BradWilliamsComedy.com, and all my tour dates are there.
Where are you going?
I have my website right now, so let me do this. I'm going to be at the Tommy T's in Rancho Cordova, California, July 11th to the 14th. Montreal Comedy Festival, July 17th through the 27th. Hyenas in Fort Worth, Texas, August 2nd to the 3rd. And the Improv in Kansas City, August 8th through the 11th. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad. Thank you for rating the show. Thank you for writing comments. Thank you for going to see The Heat. Tweet us your ethnicity followed by Sesame Street characters.
Yeah. And tweet us about the movie. Tweet me about, I don't know. Just tweet that you saw the movie.
Just tweet that you saw it so Adam could feel better about himself. For Adam Ray. This is Brad Williams with the Avengers.
If I didn't laugh, that would have been so sad.
I know.
Go, Gadget, self-confidence.
Please try to remember our names in the morning. See ya.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.